news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, chillier than it's been the last couple mornings, 40 now. More from Dr. Bill with his forecast coming up right after we check traffic with Kane here on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center, state troopers on the scene at Commodary Road. At Commodary Road South, a car hit a sign, 1300 block of Azalea Road. Heavy smoke visible from a two-story residential structure fire. Mobile Fire and Rescue has part of the roadway blocked off, and it's still got a good ride across the Bayway, the causeway this morning. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. They came to our house in a day and a half. We had a brand new roof. They were clean, courteous, and they helped with insurance assistance. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, occasional showers, lows around 50, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. The story of Mardi Gras comes alive with a Moon Pie Minute, a daily feature about Mobile's biggest party, parades, balls, costumes, throws, food, and entertainment. Listen to the stories of how the Mardi Gras that we know and enjoy today came about with a Moon Pie Minute, brought to you by Toomey's, the largest selection of Mardi Gras supplies in Mobile and Daphne, and D&K Suit Discounters, your Mardi Gras formal wear headquarters. Get in the Mardi Gras mood with a Moon Pie Minute, daily on FM Talk 106.5.
707 FM Talk 106.5, and just another update here from the text line at 343-0106. Fred says, car on fire, Moffitt, near just west of 65. So car on fire, maybe they have that cleaned up by now, but should give you probably a few minutes to traffic issues out there, as whether it's actually in the road or just the rubbernecking. You know, your car on fire, people are going to slow down.
There's always rubbernecking.
They could take a look at that. All right, 707, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New this morning, there's an inmate on the run, and authorities need your help. This is a story we're reporting on here on FM Talk 106.5, as well as our news partners this morning, WKRG. The Alabama Department of Corrections confirms a 27-year-old Dyron Primus escaped from the North Alabama CWC just before 4 a.m. this morning. Primus was serving time on drug possession charges. He was last seen wearing a state-issued uniform, white pants, a jacket, and hat. If you have any information, you're encouraged to contact your local police department or simply 911. Now let's head to Montgomery, as Governor Kay Ivey has declared a state of emergency for 19 North Alabama counties, and it's all due to flooding. Those counties include Blount and Cherokee, Franklin, Jackson, Madison, Marion, Walker, and Winston. Marshall, Morgan, Lauderdale, and Lamar are also on that list. That same weather is impacting schools, as the following schools are closed today: Cherokee County Schools, Morgan County Schools, Limestone County Schools, Colbert County Schools, Jackson County Valley Schools, which includes Bridgeport Elementary, Bridgeport Middle, North Jackson, Stevenson Elementary, Stevenson Middle, Hollywood, and Woodville. All employees are asked to report to school. Franklin County Schools and the Cherokee County Schools are also impacted by this flooding. When it comes to your weather, as always, just a reminder, Dr. Bill joins us throughout the morning right here on Mobile Mornings, and he will give you the very latest on what you need to know for today, tomorrow, and into the weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 709 FM Talk 106.5, and the segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. The things you may accumulate in your home during the next, 8 days going into Fat Tuesday. Maybe you wake up on Ash Wednesday and you had a lot of junk, and now you've hauled up. Not saying that the throws that we all scrap for at Mardi Gras are junk, but they're junk. And you bring those into the house in bags and bags and bags. Maybe you want to get rid of some of that and the other junk you've accumulated in your life. That's fine. Trey's cool with that. He'll come by your house, your office, maybe a storage unit. Wherever you have the junk, you want it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Trey Bennett, my buddy, local franchisee, Mobile and Baldwin County, is doing fantastic work. Check him out online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or just pick up the phone and give him a call at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, Moon Pie Minute now. The story of Mardi Gras is told by our own Brenny Brabner as we make our way into Fat Tuesday. And we have parades tonight on, except for one night off because of rain delay. We have parades now through Fat Tuesday. Went last night with the family. I enjoyed that. I did the thing over at Joe Kane's house and then went on out to catch some throws. We got loaded up. The kids loaded up last night. A lot of glow things. It wasn't the Vuvuzela this year, but it's a, you know, the, you, it's like a, a tube, mm-hmm. a corrugated tube,
the wah-wah.
Okay, so when that's being done in the backseat of the Toyota Tacoma, not only does it make the noise right there in my ear, on occasion it just
right
hits the back of your head. Yes, so
that's awesome. How'd the crowd look?
It looked good. We were there, kind of the corner of we're there at Broad south of Government. Pretty good. I mean, it wasn't deep. I mean, it was one too deep at the guardrails, but we caught a lot of throws, and it was a good time.
Seems like every parade has outperformed last year, or at least been equal to last year.
And part of that is going to be Dr. Bill's forecast, how we look going into the big weekend. He'll talk with us here in just about 20 minutes. He has a little bit of rain in the mix and some cooler temps by the time we get to Joe Kane Day. He will lay that out for us around 7:35. Right now, Boone Pie Minute on FM Talk 106.5.
Some think Monday is the first day of the work week. With this close to Mardi Gras, Monday can be for parades. Two parades tonight in downtown, while others feverishly continue their preparations for the big day. I'm Rennie Brabner, and after this, I'll have a Moon Pie Minute.
This Moon Pie Minute is brought to you by the Sleep Center. For king-size savings and a great night's sleep after the Mardi Gras revelry, visit sleepcenternow.net. Locally owned and operated with three locations to serve you in Mobile and Baldwin counties.
With their theme, Venus Heroes, the Order of Venus takes to the streets of downtown with their 10th annual parade tonight. Following will be the Order of Many Faces. The OOMF is a mystic society dedicated to Mobile's man of many faces, Louis DeMert. For more than 30 years, DeMert was a favorite of Mobile Mardi Gras crowds with costumes and face makeup such that he mimicked famous people, both male and female. The OOMF was founded by a granddaughter and other DeMert descendants or members. This year, year's theme, Once Upon a Time. Boat riders will be disguised but will not be wearing masks. If you are of a certain age, you might remember when mules pull the floats in Mardi Gras parades. The mules usually worked at a steady pace, but sometimes they decided enough was enough, and they would sit down until their handlers could convince them to pull their floats some more. Check our website, fmtalk1065.com, for podcast routes and times. I'm Rennie Brabner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.
Get king-size savings at the Sleep Center Mobile in Baldwin County's Mattress Experts. Right now, during the President's Day sales event, save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets, plus receive $300 Sleep Center cash on qualifying purchases. And now's your chance to save up to $200 on select Sealy mattresses, or save up to $600 on select Stearns & Foster mattresses. Free pillows, free sheets, and free comforters included with your qualifying purchase. For more information on these deals, visit sleepcenternow.com. This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Sound like firecrackers popping like that.
Satsuma police are looking for a gunman who shot into a home and injured a woman over the weekend. Police have identified 23-year-old Terrell Lee as a person they'd like to talk to about the shooting. Dora Crook Sutton tells News 5 her sister was shot as they took cover in the bathtub.
We was trying to, you know, get away from it. I went in there and got in the bathtub. My sister had got shot.
A disturbing discovery in Northwest Florida. One woman shot, another severely beaten. The Escambia County Sheriff's deputies are looking for 32-year-old Alexander Bedgood for that crime. Plenty of number crunching happening in Baldwin County over the weekend. Spanish Fort Middle School hosted Math Fest, a math competition drawing students from around the state. The most successful students won invitations to a larger competition in Atlanta next month. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
At Hardee's, we know no one wants a tough commute. Remember that guy Odysseus? Shackleton? Anyone who went near the Bermuda Triangle? No, you want your day to start as painless as possible. And Hardee's new Rise and Shine coffee helps you on that quest. Our new bold yet smooth coffee is free with any purchase. And because it's free, it's already more impressive than whatever Marco Polo commuted all that way for.
Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer valid for a limited time at participating restaurants with purchase of any menu item at regular price. Tax not included. Limit one per customer per visit. Not valid with any other offer or discount.
Brad Keselowski wins in Atlanta. A big weekend for University of South Alabama sports. And Auburn takes one on the chin against a top 10 ranked team. It's quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In SEC basketball, the Auburn Tigers were beaten soundly by the number 4 ranked Kentucky Wildcats on Saturday, 80-53. Kentucky led by as many as 33 points in the second half. The Wildcats' P.J. Washington scored 24 points to lead both teams. With the loss, Auburn's record is now 2-49 against Kentucky in games played in Lexington. Alabama snapped a 3-game losing streak by beating Vanderbilt 68-61. The Commodores' loss was their 15th consecutive loss, setting a program record. The Tide led 57-34 in the second half and survived a 15-point run from Vanderbilt to pick up their 7th conference win. Kyra Lewis Jr. again led Alabama in scoring. He had 19 points. In other games around the SEC, number 13 LSU beat number 5 Tennessee in overtime, 82-80. Ole Miss topped Georgia 72-71. Prior to the game, 8 Ole Miss players knelt during the national anthem. They said after the game that the demonstration was in response to a Confederacy rally taking place near the arena. Florida beat Missouri 64-60. Mississippi State got a win over South Carolina 76-61. And Texas A&M beat Arkansas 87-80. Closer to home, the South Alabama Jaguars men's and women's teams played a doubleheader in Troy on Saturday. The women's team lost 66-58, splitting the season series against the Trojans, while the men's team won 68-52, giving them a season sweep over their rival after winning at home earlier this month. This Thursday, both teams will face UT Arlington. The men's game is at home in the Mitchell Center at 7, while the women will be on the road to face the Mavericks also at 7 on Thursday. In baseball, South Alabama swept their first home series of the season, beating Tennessee Tech on Friday 8-1, Saturday 7-3, and yesterday 10-2. After losing their first two games of the season against nationally ranked Clemson, the Jags have won 4 games in a row. They have a big test tomorrow night when South heads to Baton Rouge to face the number 1 ranked LSU Tigers. First pitch is set for 6 p.m. The South Alabama softball team also had a successful weekend at home, going 4-1 in the Mardi Gras Invitational. On Friday, they shut out Stephen F. Austin 8-0 before losing to Illinois 11-2. On Saturday, the Jags shut out Hofstra 8-0 and beat Stephen F. Austin again 6-5 before wrapping the weekend on Sunday with a 3-2 win over Nicholls State. Next up for the softball team, they head to Orlando to participate in the Diamond 9 Citrus 2 Classic that begins on Friday at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. In NASCAR on Sunday, Brad Keselowski won the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Four last lap passes in Atlanta, turn 4. For the final time, Brad Keselowski is going to win the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500.
Nice job, guys.
Keselowski picked up his 28th career victory after battling a stomach bug all weekend. Martin Truex Jr. finished in second, followed by Kurt Busch third, Kevin Harvick fourth, and Clint Bowyer fifth. Kyle Larson led a race-high 142 laps, but finished 12th after a penalty for speeding while entering the pit. Next up, the Cup Series heads to Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the Pennzoil 400 next Sunday. In golf, Dustin Johnson finished 21 under par, cruising to a win in the WGC Mexico Championship, 5 shots ahead of second-place finisher Rory McIlroy.
For the second time in 3 years, Dustin Johnson is the king of Mexico.
It was Johnson's 20th career PGA Tour win and his 6th World Golf Championship title. Paul Casey, Ian Poulter, and Kirdech off a barn rat tied for third, 10 shots behind the leader. Tiger Woods had a rough weekend putting, but he still finished tied for 10th at 8-under for the tournament. In the NBA, the New York Knicks beat San Antonio 130-118 to end an 18-game home losing streak. Denver won their 4th in a row, beating the LA Clippers 123-96. And Orlando upset Toronto 113-98. Ending the Raptors' 7-game winning streak. 7:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip.
Does getting married end up costing you more on your taxes? For some couples under the old tax code, it did, but the tax law may change that. In the past, many couples got hit with the so-called marriage penalty. Couples with similar incomes who started filing jointly after tying the knot may have seen a higher tax bill than if they had remained single. The new tax laws made some changes. Tax brackets for married filers are now a bit different, and for many, that will do away with the marriage penalty. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant, with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, occasional showers, lows around 50, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. We've got an accident now on the interstate northbound 65 between Government and Airport. Also, vehicle fire, Moffitt and Wolfridge. And now we've got a house fire. It's blocking the roadway in Azalea Road. Heavy smoke visible from a two-story residential fire. It's going to be just as you're coming off of Rainbow Drive. That's going to be close to Halls Mill Road. No sunshine, no worries. Give your skin a sun-kissed glow without a trip to the Caribbean. You can book your spray tan at the spa at the Battle House today and look fabulous for the Mardi Gras ball season. Call 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 724 FM Talk 106.5. Like, very little surprises me when I see headline stuff, but saw this headline. We'll get to it in just a second. Vaping in your wedding photos is a is a new trend.
No way.
If you want to be vaping in your wedding photos, I'll give you more on this unfortunate story coming up right after headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. One death has been confirmed in Mississippi after a tornado touches down on Saturday. The victim has been identified as 41-year-old Ashley Pounds. The Columbus, Mississippi mayor says that Ashley and her husband were renovating a home on Saturday evening, and when her husband left to get something to eat, that's when the building collapsed on top of Ashley and killed her. The mayor also says that 12 other people were injured, but those injuries did not appear to be as serious and they are expected to survive. According to the city spokesperson, that tornado also caused damage to a school and two community center buildings. A former majority leader of the Alabama State Senate is indicted on charges of stealing from his client's trust funds, and it is not his first brush with the law. Attorney Zeb Little turned himself in and was released from the Coleman County Jail on $15,000 bail last week. The 50-year-old from Coleman was indicted on three felony charges of first-degree theft. He is accused of stealing more than $25,000 from his client's trust funds. If convicted, all three are Class B felonies, and Little does face up to 20 years in prison for each. Now, back in May of 2009, I should say, Little pleaded guilty to DWI after having an open container as part of a plea deal. After being pulled over on I-65 in Hoover, he was then sentenced to probation and DUI school. Little is a Democrat who served in the state Senate from 1998 to 2010, and he was majority leader from 2002 to 2010. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Imagine that, somebody who had been part of the Alabama legislature getting in trouble. By the way, just a little over a week away from the start of session 2019, starts Fat Tuesday in Montgomery, and as always, we're paying lots of attention to this session. This one, probably the biggest, well, it's the biggest of the quadrennium for sure, and we'll get into details on that, hopefully, too, during the upcoming month and a half or so of session. We're going to take Midday Mobile live to Montgomery, talk to our lawmakers as they're in and out of session. Find out what they're thinking on different bills, whether it is gas tax or prison expansion, Medicaid expansion, the lottery, all those things. We're going to take the show live to Montgomery coming up in the next probably 90 days or so. We're just trying to get the right time. We'll let you know when that's happening. 727 FM Talk 106.5. All right, so here's the, here's the thing. I guess the days of trying to hide nicotine addiction from your parents, those days are over. Hot new trend. Okay, now I'm relaying the story here. It says the hot new trend for couples is to vape in your wedding photos.
That's unbelievable.
Okay, before you send me a text message, I'm not encouraging anything. I don't think it's a great idea. I'm just telling you what L Magazine did a story on.
That's crazy. I mean, I guess we should have seen this coming, right?
Because did people smoke in their wedding photos in the past?
No.
Okay, so
reception pictures.
That's fine. If you catch your groomsman out there by the keg, that's fine. That's a kind of a impromptu photo. But these are the wedding photos, Dalton. These are like the ones you
put on the wall.
That would be correct.
The kids walking through the house seeing their parents vaping when they were married.
So L Magazine does a story on it, posted a bunch of shots from Twitter, and the internet's divided, believe it or not, over whether it's cool or trashy.
That has to lean more on the trashy side, if you take a poll.
Most of the photos out there are supposed to be artsy, you know, like where the couple's kissing, and then there's a giant vape cloud around their heads. But also, there's some of these shots I've seen this morning. The entire wedding party is vaping at once. I'm looking at one here. The couple is like in their wedding day finery, and they're back to back and both blowing the steam cloud of whatever strawberry shortcake vape they have are out in clouds. There's one, a couple kissing inside a vape cloud. Looking at one, here's the groomsmen standing with the bride, and they're all vaping and steaming out. It's just the times are changed. No, people weren't doing that with cigarettes. You didn't have, pretty sure both of my parents probably smoked when they were married. There's no shots of them of a smoke hanging out their mouth.
No, and even if there was, that'd be way cooler than the vaping. I mean, neither is healthy and neither is good, but if we're comparing the two.
I mean, where have we gone in this world? The trend out there. So what do y'all think? Cool or trashy?
Are there any with the bubbles filled with the smoke?
I haven't seen that yet, but it may be out there. I'll keep digging into this. 729, Dr. Bill Williams joins us right after News 5. Y'all stay close.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two teenagers have been arrested for a shooting in downtown Mobile that injured a 7-year-old girl.
Get out!
9 gunshots as gunfire followed Saturday night's Mardi Gras parade. The 7-year-old and the 17-year-old who was also injured are both expected to be okay. The suspects will have their first court appearance this week. In Baldwin County, a famous face spotted among Mardi Gras revelers this weekend. Actor Jason Segel's on the Eastern Shore filming his newest movie, The Friend. Fans posed for pictures with Segel at Fairhope's Knights of Ecor Rouge parade Saturday night. Long lines leading to Pensacola's Bay Center this weekend as the city hosted fans of sci-fi, comics, superheroes, and more. Pensacon wrapped up a successful weekend despite various threats in the week leading up to the event, which prompted extra security. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Come in right now to Mike Ward's Liberty Safes for the annual clearance sale on all 2018 Liberty Safes with round pins in stock.
With 10% savings and new lower pickup prices, you won't be disappointed.
Liberty Safes have you covered with a lifetime warranty replacement for fire or theft, and delivery is available on request. With 12 months, no interest with approved credit, you can own a Liberty Safe today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe. And guys,
lock them up.
Korean leader Kim Jong-un is on an armored train headed to Vietnam's capital, and President Trump will meet with Kim in Hanoi. Halting North Korea's pursuit of a nuclear program is part of key U.S. goals at this week's meetings. A group of former U.S. national security officials is about to release a statement arguing there is no justification for President Trump's proposed border wall.
The statement has 58 signatures from prominent former officials, including former Republican Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, Secretaries of State Madeleine Albright and John Kerry, and former Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
There's Scott Carr in Washington. Vice President Mike Pence today is traveling to Bogota, Colombia to meet with Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido. They'll discuss the next steps aimed at ousting President Nicolas Maduro. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. President Trump's decision to extend a deadline to escalate tariffs on Chinese imports raised cautious optimism in China today and sent shares soaring. Trump says substantial progress was made in weekend talks between the two countries regarding their dispute over China's technology policies.
We're doing very well with China. It was a long weekend. They decided to stay for 2.5 more days.
The vice president of the U.S.-China Business Council called Trump's decision a positive signal. On Wall Street, futures are moderately higher. Dairy farmers founded Land O'Lakes nearly a century ago to boost their butter sales. Now, the Arden Hills, Minnesota cooperative is looking beyond butter to help its 2,000 dairy members navigate through tough times in the sector. The Wall Street Journal says Land O'Lakes is developing new products such as squeezable butter, which it launched last year. It's also marketing different kinds of cheese and trying to make more nutritious dairy ingredients for big food brands and retailers. That's Your Money Now.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 735, FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
A big change this morning, temperature-wise. Cool when I stepped out.
Yeah, it is chilly. The temperature's well down in the 40s this morning. And the cold front came through early yesterday. We had a beautiful day. It did get up to 72 degrees, but with the low humidity, it made it a very, very comfortable day. Looks like another nice one today, up to about 68 degrees. Still humidity on the low side, the wind out of the northeast. But tonight, things start to change. The wind becomes easterly, and we'll see mostly cloudy skies, and there's a chance that we could see a shower or two develop after midnight. Low tonight around 50 degrees. And tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day, and we'll see some scattered showers tomorrow. The frontal system that went through that gave us a nice weather yesterday, and we'll do that today. That front will come back as a warm front. And so look for a few showers tomorrow with a high of 65. And then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, even warmer, back into the 70s with a chance of a few showers. The rest of the week, showers in the forecast for Thursday and Friday with highs in the 70s. And then the weekend, well, Saturday in the 70s, around 72, 73 degrees with a few showers. Then colder for Sunday, only 55 for a high on Sunday. With a few showers. So we've got another cold snap coming in and a very good chance that Sunday night and Monday morning will be down in the 30s, most likely above the freezing point, perhaps mid to upper 30s. So winter is not over with yet.
Not completely done. And kind of looking at this then, tonight for the parades, you feel okay about that because it rains late?
Yeah, it'll be fine tonight. The clouds will come in a little later on, most likely in the evening, and if we do get a shower, it'll be after midnight. So it looks good for tonight.
And kind of we'll work our way through the week later on in the week, but what you're talking about for the weekend to come with those showers, wash out for like a MOT Saturday night and Jocaine Day, or just Dodge showers? What are you thinking?
Right now, it doesn't look like a washout.
Okay.
We just see a few scattered showers on Saturday, and there's a good chance that those showers on Sunday will actually occur in the morning. And then it will dry out as the day progresses. So that's the way it looks right now. We'll have a better look at it tomorrow, Wednesday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your exclusive forecast here at FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, because, I mean, if the rain showers get out of here early on Jocaine Day, that'll be all right, because you don't really get cranked up till 2 o'clock with the arrival of King Alexis. And then you have 2:30, you have Jocaine rolling downtown, so should be all right if those showers are in the morning. And if it doesn't mess up Bernadine, you know, the other Dragons and MOT on Saturday night, then it'll be good. It'll wash the streets down. We need that.
Yeah, I guess the only thing it would slow down is the grilling in the morning, the tailgate.
That's true, but if it gets done, if you get that grill hot by noon or so, mm-hmm. you could be all right.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, 738 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic coming up with Kane.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we talk with psychology professor Dr. Elise LeBay Coldsmith about workplace happiness. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Dr. LeBay Coldsmith has 32 years of study and clinical experience in the field of psychology. The tools for happiness, she says, are everywhere, but we step right over them every day. Feeling valued and needed by someone else is one element of happiness that we all crave. It's the antidote to our society's loneliness epidemic. And leaders who want happy, hardworking teams need to know how to identify it and solve it. Plus, it's the right thing to do. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center delays continue now as you've got accidents clearing in northbound 65 between Government and Airport. Expect slow traffic there. Gaylark Road near Azalea, also North Hamilton and St. Louis. Commodary Road at Commodary Road South. And Moffitt, they've got that car fire right off of Wolfridge Road that's off to the side of the road. It's still tying up traffic. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been supplying the Gulf Coast with everything Mardi Gras since 1978 at 755 McRae Avenue in Mobile and inside the Rama Imports building on Highway 98 in Daphne. See them at ToomeysMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The story of Mardi Gras comes alive with a Moon Pie Minute, a daily feature about Mobile's biggest party, parades, balls, costumes, throws, food, and entertainment. Listen to the stories of how the Mardi Gras that we know and enjoy today came about with a Moon Pie Minute brought to you by The Carrot Patch. When you find your perfect match, come see us at The Carrot Patch, exceeding customer expectations since 1982. Get in the Mardi Gras mood with a Moon Pie Minute daily on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 42 now at FM Talk 106.5, 740. Glad to have you here. I'm going to check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk third rows. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, Sean. Yes, we got a lot full of third rows. We got Yukons, Yukon XL, Suburbans, Tahoes, Sequoias, Infinities, Armadas. We got it all.
Well, this is something we need as families start growing, and also, yeah, you got to carry your children, their friends, their cousins, and whatever sports gear they have. Bigger vehicles always in need.
Absolutely, you know, I think we have 6 full size Suburbans and, like I said, Expedition ELs. So we got a full size, those full size third seaters, and then of course the, like we said, Tahoes and Yukons and other things that's got the third seat.
All right, let's talk about financing options.
Financing is awesome. The credit unions are real aggressive. All our local lenders are real aggressive. Even though Mardi Gras is going on, they're not paying any attention to it. So financing is great.
All right. If we were to come out, check out those third rows and talk financing, give us directions.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good day.
You too, man. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. More weather headlines to get to this morning, as at least 2 tornadoes have been confirmed between Saturday and early Sunday in Alabama. The National Weather Service found evidence of an EF0 tornado in Fayette and Walker counties and an EF1 in Lamar and Fayette counties. According to the Associated Press, the National Weather Service is calling this EF0 tornado the Old Stagecoach Road tornado with maximum estimated winds of 80 miles per hour. That tornado touched down near Fowler's Crossroads in Fayette County at 6:38 p.m. Saturday and was on the ground for more than 5 miles. Numerous trees were snapped and uprooted along the storm's path, but thankfully there were no major structural damages to report. As for the second confirmed tornado, that's the Kingsville tornado. It was an EF1 tornado with top estimated winds of 105 miles per hour, as according to the National Weather Service. That tornado touched down at 5:52 p.m. on Saturday, about 3 miles south-southeast in Lamar County, and was on the ground for more than 9 miles. That storm damaged a mobile home, but there were no injuries to report, which is great news. Numerous trees were uprooted. The National Weather Team and their experts are expected to visit the tornado-damaged areas today and survey and assess those damages as well. Now to an update that we've been following since August of last year, 58-year-old Deborah K. Estep of Alberta. She's been charged with manslaughter after 20-year-old Josie Michelle Jones, a pregnant woman, was killed in a car accident. Estep was indicted by a grand jury on Friday on an additional manslaughter charge for the death of the woman's unborn baby. That news according to the Baldwin County District Attorney's Office. Estep was also indicted on an assault charge after Jones's fiance was injured in that same crash in August of 2018. Now, authorities claim that Estep's blood alcohol level was 3 times the legal limit at the time of the crash. Police say she was driving the wrong way on the Foley Beach Express when her vehicle hit Jones's vehicle. Last Friday, Estep's bond was set at $75,000 on the manslaughter charge and $10,000 on the assault charge. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Sound like firecrackers popping like that.
Satsuma police are looking for a gunman who shot into a home and injured a woman over the weekend. Police have identified 23-year-old Terrell Lee as a person they'd like to talk to about the shooting. Dora Crook Sutton tells News 5 her sister was shot as they took cover in the bathtub.
We was trying to, you know, get away from it. I went in and got in the bathtub. My sister and got shot.
A disturbing discovery in Northwest Florida. One woman shot, another severely beaten. The Escambia County Sheriff's deputies are looking for 32-year-old Alexander Bedgood for that crime. Plenty of number crunching happening in Baldwin County over the weekend. Spanish Fort Middle School hosted Math Fest, a math competition drawing students from around the state. The most successful students won invitations to a larger competition in Atlanta next month. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
If someone is hurting you, you can get help and protection from Penelope House, which helps victims of intimate partner violence to gain social and economic independence through shelter, counseling, advocacy, and referral to community resources in Mobile, Washington, Choctaw, and Clark counties. The center provides refuge for victims and their children when lives are in imminent danger. If you need help, call the crisis line at 251-342-8994.
Brad Keselowski battles a stomach bug and wins in Atlanta. A big weekend for University of South Alabama sports, and Auburn takes one on the chin against a top 10 ranked team. It's 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In SEC basketball, the Auburn Tigers were beaten soundly by the number 4 ranked Kentucky Wildcats on Saturday, 80-53. Kentucky led by as many as 33 points in the second half. The Wildcats' P.J. Washington scored 24 points to lead both teams. And with that loss, Auburn's record is now 2-49 against Kentucky in games played in Lexington. Alabama snapped a three-game losing streak by beating Vanderbilt 68-61. The Commodores' loss was their 15th consecutive loss. That set a program record. The Tide led 57-34 in the second half and survived a 15-point run from the Commodores to pick up their 7th conference win. Kyra Lewis Jr. again led Alabama in scoring. He had 19 points. In other games around the SEC, number 13 LSU beat number 5 Tennessee in overtime, 82-80. Ole Miss topped Georgia 72-71. Prior to the game, 8 Ole Miss players knelt during the national anthem. They said after the game that the demonstration was in response to a Confederacy rally taking place near the arena. Florida beat Missouri 64-60. Mississippi State got a win over South Carolina 76-61. And Texas A&M beat Arkansas 87-80. Closer to home, the South Alabama Jaguars men's and women's teams played a doubleheader in Troy on Saturday. The women's team lost 66-58, splitting the season series against the Trojans, while the men's team won 68-52, giving them a season sweep over their rival after winning at home earlier this month. This Thursday, both teams will face UT Arlington. The men's game is at home in the Mitchell Center at 7 o'clock, while the women will be on the road to face the Mavericks, also at 7 on Thursday. In baseball, South Alabama swept their first home series of the season, beating Tennessee Tech on Friday 8-1, Saturday 7-3, and yesterday 10-2. After losing their first two games of the season against nationally ranked Clemson, the Jags have won 4 games in a row. They have a big test tomorrow night when South heads to Baton Rouge to face the number 1 ranked LSU Tigers. First pitch is set for 6 p.m. The South Alabama softball team also had a successful weekend at home. They went 4-1 in the Mardi Gras Invitational. On Friday, they shut out Stephen F. Austin 8-0 before losing to Illinois 11-2. On Saturday, the Jags shut out Hofstra 8-0 and beat Stephen F. Austin again 6-5 before wrapping the weekend on Sunday with a 3-2 win over Nicholls State. Next up for the softball team, they head to Orlando to participate in the Diamond 9 Citrus 2 Classic that begins on Friday at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. In NASCAR on Sunday, Brad Keselowski won the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Four last lap passes at Atlanta. Turn four. For the final time, Brad Keselowski is going to win the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500.
Nice job, guys.
Keselowski picked up his 28th career victory after battling a stomach bug all weekend. Martin Truex Jr. finished second, followed by Kurt Busch in third, Kevin Harvick fourth, and Clint Bowyer fifth. Kyle Larson led a race-high 142 laps, but he finished in 12th after a penalty for speeding while entering pit road. Next up, the Cup Series heads to Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the Pennzoil 400. They'll race next Sunday. In golf, Dustin Johnson finished 21 under par, cruising to a win in the WGC Mexico Championship, five shots ahead of second-place finisher Rory McIlroy.
For the second time in 3 years, Dustin Johnson is the king of Mexico.
It was Johnson's 20th career PGA Tour win and his sixth World Golf Championship title. Paul Casey, Ian Poulter, and Kurdeck off a barn rat tied for third, 10 shots behind the leader. Tiger Woods had a rough weekend putting, but he still finished tied for 10th at 8-under for the tournament. And in the NBA, the New York Knicks beat San Antonio 130-118 to end an 18-game home losing streak. Denver won their fourth in a row, beating the LA Clippers 123-96, and Orlando upset Toronto 113-98, ending the Raptors' 7-game winning streak. 7:51 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. They have 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
I'm kind of left scratching my head here, too, on that King of Mexico thing. So, the only kings of Mexico were Spanish kings. Mexico had emperors.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think they had kings.
And he had all weekend to think of that line because Dustin Johnson just ran away with the thing.
So they should have said emperor, not king of Mexico. All right.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Benson Sons Towing and Recovery, Traffic Center just cleared the accident northbound 65 between Government and Airport, but they've still got delays to the 1065 split. Also, delays continue at Moffitt and Wolfridge from a car fire, St. Louis and Hamilton Street, Azalea and Gaylark, and a house fire at Azalea near Hallsville Road near Rainbow Drive. That's been slowing up traffic as well. And whether you broke down, maybe you had an accident, remember Benson Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day at BensonSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, occasional showers, lows around 50, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
At Hardee's, we know no one wants a tough commute. Remember that guy Odysseus? Shackleton? Anyone who went near the Bermuda Triangle? No, you want your day to start as painless as possible. And Hardee's new Rise and Shine coffee helps you on that quest. Our new bold yet smooth coffee is free with any purchase. And because it's free, it's already more impressive than whatever Marco Polo commuted all that way for.
Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer valid for a limited time at participating restaurants with purchase of any menu item at regular price. Tax not included. Limit one per customer per visit. Not valid with any other offer or discount.
754 FM Talk 106.5. Cool start this morning, 43, heading for a high in the mid-60s. More from Dr. Bill Williams coming up in just a second. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News from Chickasaw this morning as police there need your help as the search continues for 20-year-old David Vincent Prim Jr. of Mobile. Last week, we told you about the story as detectives say they want to discuss recent vehicle burglaries at Chickasaw High School on February 18th and then at Dan Hart, Inc. on February 19th, but also that someone attempted several times to use that credit card at least described as a Nissan Altima as believed to be either light blue or silver in color with an unknown type of decal on the passenger side, a small window. If you know, remember, you can remain anonymous. The Mobile Police Department has issued their evening Mardi Gras recap. Here's what we know when it comes to the parade on Sunday. The crowd count for Neptune's Daughter's Parade was 13,516. Mobile Police responded to 6 complaints. 3 people were arrested on misdemeanor charges. All of them were adults. There were 2 traffic citations as well that were issued. There were 22 parking citations issued, and there were 13 vehicles towed. 5 were taken to the MPD main impound. And when it comes to parades tonight, be ready to watch the Order of Venus roll at 6:30, and then the Order of Many Faces, they roll tonight at 7:30. Happy Mardi Gras, my friends. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Happy Mardi Gras indeed. You can check out more of the Moon Pie Minute and check out the catalog of the Moon Pie Minute on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Also, while you're there, podcast, if you missed Bill Finch yesterday and discussion of the Live Oaks, right? That was...
You missed out.
Yeah, you missed out. Well, you can go back and check it out in podcast form by going to fmtalk1065.com. Actually, 2 ways to it. You can go to the Sports and Outdoors tab or the regular podcast tab and download it a la carte there, or even better, subscribe to get those downloads delivered to your smartphone. iPhone users, of course, it's on iTunes. Android users, I like Stitcher, but we can also use, what, Spotify?
Mm-hmm. Spotify, TuneIn. Podcast, you mentioned Stitcher and iTunes.
All right, they're waiting for you right now, so make sure to subscribe.
Yeah, delivered faster than Amazon Prime, Waiter, any other delivery app. Podcasts get to you faster than that if you subscribe.
There you go. So get after it right now, fmtalk1065.com. All right, coming up next hour, turning up your voice, a lot to talk about. Here at home, one thing I want to talk about is here's the here we are in Mardi Gras. This is not the first time this has happened. Let's hope it's the last time, but shots ring out Saturday night at Mardi Gras. What we have, 2 underage 17-year-old shooters.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 7-year-old that got shot.
Awful.
From this thing. And at least the report right now from MPD, one of the guns stolen.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it came out of a locked car or unlocked car or something like that, but a stolen gun used here.
Yeah, we're fortunate that no one was killed, but, you know, so anything could have happened that night.
Talk more about that and get your take on it at 343-0106. Plus, we'll talk about President Trump and negotiations with the Chinese. How's that going? They're heading to Vietnam, and Kim Jong-un is heading in a armored train down to Vietnam for the... I wonder what that's like, being in an armored train with a dictator. Must be fun. All right, be right back.